From the dark mind of Edgar Allan Poe come these most chilling tales of terror. Listen if you dared. But beware. Only the bravest of souls should take this journey with me. For our travels will reveal terrifying visions of agonizing death and horrible nightmares. Our first story concerns a gentleman who developed attacks of a sickness diagnosed by physicians as catalepsy. The origins and explanations of this disease are still a mystery. But victims can find themselves immobile and seemingly dead, laying for hours or even days in a type of powerful trance. Even the best medical tests may fail to detect the difference between catalepsy and real death. Yes, indeed. It is an unfortunate person whose seizure should be so severe that he be buried alive.
The first attacks came without warning, when I was alone, late at night. Without realizing what was happening, I would sink little by little into a trance state, unable to move, unable to really think, and yet somehow aware of my immediate surroundings. I could lay this way for days until I eventually came about to normal sensation. Other times, I would get sick and cold and dizzy and just collapse where I stood. Then for days, everything around me would be black and silent, and the world became dark and empty. And then, after an eternity, I would gradually come back to consciousness, stumble around my apartment, and attempt to clean myself up. Other than this strange trance once in a while, my general health seemed to be good, except for my memory, that is. Usually, when I would wake up in the morning, I would have trouble remembering where I was, and my general mental ability felt confused. It could take hours sometimes for my senses to return. My physical health remained good, but I had extreme psychological stress. I became obsessed thinking about corpses, worms, cemeteries. I became lost in thoughts of death, and the idea of being buried alive. I realized that because of my condition, I was in unbelievable danger. What if I was away from home and had a seizure? If no one knew me or about my condition, I could be taken for a dead man. The danger I was in haunted me day and night. It was hard to sleep because I feared I would wake up in a grave. And then finally, when I did fall asleep, it was to a world of nightmares.
Horrible images of death continued to torture him in his sleep. And his waking hours were filled with agonizing thoughts of burial, tombs, and of the crawling worms. He became paranoid and afraid even to exercise, walk, or wander from his home. From his friends, he gained sacred promises that they would never allow him to be buried until his stiff body showed signs of advanced decay. He also made many other special arrangements.
I decided to take some special precautions. Among other things, I had the family burial vault remodeled, allowing it to be opened from within. The slightest pressure on a special hydraulic lever would force the huge iron doors to fly open. I had ventilation ducts made for the circulation of air and light, and emergency containers of food and water installed within immediate reach of the coffin. the coffin itself was designed to be oversized and padded and was outfitted with a lid that could be opened from the inside with almost no effort. A baby could escape from this box. And finally, I had a fail-proof alarm installed, a large bell with a rope hanging in the vault. The other end of the rope was to be tied to the hand of whoever was buried in the coffin. That way, even if the power in the building went out, I could still sound an alarm.
All of the work, all of the precautions, and still he suffered from the torture of his thoughts, the nightmares, and the future doom which awaited him.
One afternoon, I found myself waking from the blackness of a trance. I began to slowly realize a faint gray light in front of me. It was daylight. I couldn't feel anything in my arms or legs. Then, after a long time, I heard a ringing in my ears, and then a tingling sensation in my arms and legs. Finally, I felt like I could move an eyelid. My blood started to pump through my body, and I began to think. Slowly, I was able to remember who and where I was. I knew that I had had a seizure, and suddenly I wondered if I had been buried alive. I was so terrified, I couldn't force myself to move. I didn't want to wake up and confront reality. After a long while, I forced myself to slowly open my eyes. It was dark. Completely dark. I knew that the trance was over. I knew that I was now fully recovered and could see again, but everything around me was still completely black. I tried to scream, but my lips and my tongue felt as dry as leather, and I couldn't make a sound. My chest felt like there was a huge weight on it, and every gasp of air was an intense effort. I could hear my heartbeat, like an immense drum pounding from inside a vast cave. My attempt to move my mouth showed me that it was sewn shut, the way morticians sometimes treat corpses. I also felt like I was laying on something hard, and that the sides of my body were also closely against something solid. So far, I hadn't attempted to move my arms or legs, but now I panicked. My arms were crossed, and laying on my chest, I reached up and felt a solid wooden board about 6 inches from my face. It was then I realized my worst fear. I had been buried alive. But suddenly, I had a reassuring thought. My precautions, my alarms. I tried to force the lid open. It wouldn't move. I was trapped, like an animal, even worse. I felt my wrists with a rope tied to the bell. It was gone. And then my greatest terror, the paddings which I had carefully installed in the coffin were missing. This wasn't my coffin. And I began to smell the odor of damp, rotting earth and things that had been dead for a long time. The conclusion was obvious. I wasn't in the family vault. I must have fallen into a trance while I was away from home. And strangers must have found me. But I couldn't recall a thing. Whoever found me, they must have buried me like a dog, nailed up in some common, ordinary coffin and stuck deep in the ground forever in some deserted and nameless grave. As I began to realize what had happened, I started to scream again, and this time I succeeded. I let out a long, wild shriek of agony that reverberated up through the dark ground and somehow, miraculously, caught someone's attention. I felt movement and shaking, and I knew that they had uncovered me. My memory suddenly began coming back to me, and images started flooding my mind. Now I remembered. I had gone on a hunting expedition with a friend in the deep woods surrounding the James River. night came, and an unbelievably fierce storm came out of nowhere. We took shelter in the cabin of a deserted ship anchored at the mouth of the river. We made the best of it and knew we were on board for the night. I slept in a bunk in the small cabin. This bunk had no sheets or blankets, with about 18 inches clearance to the boards above my head. It was a tight squeeze, but I slept well. And then the trance began, and my screams. The men who shook me were the crew of the ship and some workers hired to unload the cargo after the storm. The dark, earthy smell was the cargo, fertilizers, and chemicals. I had been wearing a silk handkerchief, and during the night, it had slipped around my mouth, interfering with my breathing. And my friend had slept through everything, totally oblivious to my situation.
From the tortures he endured came a good. His soul grew sober, and he began to travel, exercise, and to live free once again.
I found myself breathing free air again. I began thinking about things other than death, and I threw out my medical books. In short, I became a new person and found a new life because of that unbelievable night. I had been cured of my problems, and my cataleptic condition was gone forever.
He thinks his troubles are over. But the demons must be put to rest. They must sleep, or they will devour him. They must be suffered to slumber, or they will return.